Good morning.
Hello.
Customer's calling, customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I have a charge to my account that I did not offer. Evidently came from your company. Can I find out what that's about?
Yes, sir, you definitely can. Give me just a moment. Let me see. All right, can you provide me with your zip code so that I can populate your account?
Okay, it's probably going to be 78617.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Michael Bollinger.
All right, Mr. Bollinger, for security purposes, will you please provide me with your address?
PO Box 1248, Bell Valley, Texas, 78617.
All right, bear with me just a moment. So I see here that you have the Erix FX as well as the nitric oxide. Those are our testo and nitric oxide male enhancement products designed to increase your stamina, sex drive. It has a maximum boost as well as open up those blood vessels in that blood pumping and flowing. So I see here that on April the 14th, you signed up for a 14-day free trial where you paid $6.70 and $7.45 to receive that product by mail. Now, with that 14-day free trial, if it's not canceled on or by the 14th day, that's when you are charged the full price for that product as well as signed up for a monthly subscription of that product. And, Mr. Michael, if you don't mind me asking, how's the product working out for you?
Well, I haven't really taken it. And the thing of it is, I looked for... Whenever I ordered that, I looked for something like this. I looked for a 14-day trial, and I looked for that, wondering if that wasn't what was going to happen. And I saw nothing about this is a trial, this is this. It was just a one-time purchase. So this is going on without my permission, without... So, just exactly what's going on now, I wondered if that wasn't going to, something like that going to occur. And there was nothing on the website or whatever when I placed the order. There was nothing that said this is a 14-day trial and you're going to be charged. Otherwise, I saw nothing of that.
Okay. Okay, now, Mr. Michael, upon signing up for the product, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older and agreeing to receiving that product by mail? Agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product by mail?
I guess I did.
Okay, now in those terms and conditions, it's a hyperlink that you would have had to click, and it does notify you. I'm thinking it's like the third paragraph on the terms and conditions where it notifies you that this is a 14-day free trial where we do supply you with a 30-day supply of the product and that the product does have to be canceled on or by the 14th day in order to avoid those full price charges. Now, with you stating that you haven't used the product you haven't had a chance to really use the product and get into the product. It is an all-natural product, so it does have to go through a loading phase because, again, it does go in and correct those vessels, those blood vessels to get that blood flowing and pumping so that you are able to, get those results that you're seeking. What I am able to do for you today is actually place the account on a 30-day hold. That does give you a chance to try the product out in full that you have on hand. In turn, If you decide, hey, this product does work great for me, I am able to provide you with a 35% discount of all future purchases of that product.
Okay, well, under the circumstances, I'm not even interested in doing that. So how?
Okay, and that's even if I'm able to provide you with our family friend discount of 50% off of all future purchases of that product.
That's correct, yeah. So,
okay.
So what do I need to do?
Okay, so we can definitely cancel the account out for you. Mr. Michael, of course, we wouldn't want to lose you as a customer today. So what I am able to do is actually extend that out to my giving you my employee discount, which is actually a 75% discount of all future purchases of that product if you decide to continue utilizing it.
No offense, but I'm really not interested.
Okay. All right. So bear with me one moment. I will go ahead and get the account canceled out for you. Therefore, you will not receive any more charges, nor would you receive any more product going forward.
Okay. But what about the $90-something dollars, whatever, that I've been charged already?
Okay. Now, unfortunately, all sales are final with the product, so I wouldn't be able to issue a refund, but I am able to cancel that account to make sure that you do not receive any further charges.
Okay, what about me sending the product back and getting a refund up?
Okay, now due to COVID-19, that merchant has closed all of their receiving warehouses due to, you know, of course, getting cases of COVID within the warehouse. So they actually closed the receiving warehouses down, so we're not able to take that product back at the moment.
Okay, so, but if I'm not happy with the product or what, there's no return policy, there's no refund policy going on?
No, sir. That's if you're dissatisfied with the product, that's why they give you the 2 weeks to call in, of course, to cancel that product so that you're not charged.
Can you give me a discount on what I've already purchased?
I definitely can reach out to the merchant and see if we're able to give you a discount. However, I can't give 100% guarantee because it is to that merchant's discretion, okay?
Okay, so how would I find out?
I'm gonna reach out to them while we're on the line and see if we're able to get it for you today, okay?
Okay.
All right, bear with me one moment, Mr. Michael. All right, Mr. Michael, I am still here with you. I'm actually waiting on a response back from that merchant now. So bear with me just a moment. Let me see what we can do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your patience. All right, Mr. Michael, thank you so much for patiently holding with me. So I am in contact with that merchant, and I did request a refund back or a discounted price for that product. Unfortunately, they did decline our response, stating that the charges are valid.
Well, what date does it show that I actually had this purchase?
I think it was April the 14th. Let me see. Yes, sir, April 14th.
Well, it actually hit my account on the 16th. Okay, so the charge actually the charge that it came to Super Blueprint, is that the company that you work for, or who is?
I'm sorry, what was the question, sir?
I'm just saying that the charge on the phone or on my account shows that it was Secret Full Blueprint, and so is that the company you work for, or do you work for a separate company?
Okay, so I actually work for a third-party contact center. Yes, sir.
All right, so they have no return policy, at all.
Okay, so, again, the return policy is within those 14 days. Once you exceed those 14 days and you are charged at full price, it's sometimes a bit tough, of course, to get the merchant to agree to that refund back. Because, you know, of course, they feel like, well, we did notify you in the terms and conditions that you, that these charges will occur. And the only part that's a stickler is when you have agreed, of course, because in order to get the products into you, you have to agree to it. When you've agreed to accepting those charges to occur if you do not cancel that account.
Could you remind me again what exactly the merchant's name is, or what they're called?
Yes, sir. It's Erix, E-R-E-X.
E-R-E-X?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah, welcome, and it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, Mr. Michael, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.